This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is one of the highest profile candidates for the 2022 U.S. Senate race. The Democrat built his political reputation in Braddock, Pennsylvania, a struggling steel town outside Pittsburgh, where he was mayor for 13 years. Keystone Crossroads' Katie Meyer reports the town is both his bedrock and home to some of his biggest critics.
Braddock Mayor Sharday Jones has never had a bad relationship with her predecessor, John Fetterman. She considers his wife a friend. But as the former mayor's Senate run has geared up, she's been frustrated at the way her town has been portrayed. We talked outside on Braddock Avenue, the town's main street.
Fetterman has a fan club of a lot of people who aren't in Braddock or don't live here. It was like, have you ever been to Braddock? Someone said he rescued the community, and I was like, rescued? People still need jobs.
Braddock had its economic heyday in the first half of the 20th century. It peaked with more than 20,000 residents in the 1920s, then got hit hard by the decline of the steel industry and suburbanization.
He's going to close the doors. He's going to close the doors, and that's it. He ain't going to open it up.
That voice you hear is from a 1988 documentary, Lightning Over Braddock, set against a backdrop of closing mills. It was made by Tony Buba, a documentarian born and raised in the town.
People just bailed out of Braddock to move into the suburbs. And if you're African-American, of course, you're redlined and couldn't buy those homes out in the suburbs.
Now, Braddock's population is fewer than 2,000 people. Most are black. The median income is around $22,000 a year. Fetterman is from York County, several hours away. When he first got to Braddock 20 years ago to start a youth program, he was an oddity. Lisa Freeman remembers their first interactions well. She's a social worker who spent a lot of time in Braddock in those days, working on an anti-violence initiative. At first, she was skeptical of the tall, bald, tattooed white guy who had moved into this mostly black town. But he won her over.
Whatever the call was, Fetterman was there. I remember coming through town and something happened. He's directing the school bus with one of the orange vests on.
Even as he built allies, Fetterman never developed close relationships with most of the town council or with some longtime Braddock residents. That includes Lewis Berry. He's a local activist and a lifelong Braddock resident. He's also Sharday Jones' uncle.
Well, I'll put it this way. I mean, before he got here, Braddock was, we had problems about a problem. But it seemed like when he got here, Braddock became all about him.
Buba, the documentarian, agrees.
And you ever hear him speak, there's never a we.
Nationally, this local criticism may be surprising. Fetterman has gotten a lot of positive attention for his youth program, his efforts to stop violence, and his business revitalization.
My guest tonight is the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania.
Braddock's mayor, John Fetterman, talked to Bourdain about the transition his town is making.
But for those people who do remain in this small town, there is hope. And it comes in the form of a very large man.
But among some Braddock residents, like Jones, he got a reputation as a man who likes to go it alone. And it's led to ambivalence about some of his big projects, like the restaurant he lives above.
There's a difference between coming in and asking the community what they need instead of coming into a community and saying, hey, you guys need a fine dining restaurant. You guys need this or you guys need that. And I think that is the difference between leadership styles.
Fetterman didn't agree to be interviewed for this story. His campaign did say he was elected four times because people in Braddock knew he was deeply committed to the town. In the past, complaints from people like Jones and Barry typically stayed in Braddock. But now they're finding a bigger audience. In particular, one incident has gotten widespread attention. In 2013, Fetterman pursued an unarmed black jogger, pulled a shotgun on him, and detained him because he thought the man had been responsible for firing several gunshots. He hasn't apologized. He made a video saying he was worried about protecting the community from its gun violence epidemic.
I realized that I could never forgive myself if I didn't do anything and something terrible would have happened. So I made that.
He notes he easily won re-election 4 months later. Last month, Sharday Jones gave voice to some of the local frustration over Fetterman when she endorsed his Democratic U.S. Senate opponent, Philadelphia's Malcolm Kenyatta. Lisa Freeman says she'll vote for Fetterman. She likes his platform, investing in green energy, reforming the criminal justice system, legalizing marijuana. And she says the qualities that turned some Braddock residents off of Fetterman endeared him to her.
He could live anywhere, and he chose to be in Braddock. He saw that the community needed change, and he felt he was the one to do it, and I believe he made the change.
The election isn't until next year. Fetterman's up against a crowded field, but already he has one big advantage. He's raised quadruple the money of any other candidate. Katie Meyer, Keystone Crossroads.